Well, we're following some breaking news from Washington at this hour. There is a sit-in going on the House floor by Democrats who want action on gun control. Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Jeremy.
So what's going on?
Right now, the members are still seated, some of them on the carpet, some of them on chairs and in their regular places. And they're talking to each other. They're giving speeches. We can see a little bit of this through cell phone coverage. But it is not on C-SPAN. It is not an official session of the House. And so they're not actually carrying it on C-SPAN. And what they're trying to do is stage a demonstration. It's a sit-in much like those of the civil rights era, a little bit like what we saw in the Senate last week when a number of senators held the floor for 15 hours in order to draw attention to the gun control issue and try to force votes. And in the Senate, because of the rules, they were able to do that and actually give speeches in an official session and force votes in the end because the Republican leadership decided to have them. None of them was successful when they voted on Monday.
And let's listen to some of the audio that we have from what's going on today. This is Congressman John Lewis, a Democrat who is leading the protest.
We must remove the blinders. The time for silence and patience is long gone. We are calling on the leadership of the House to bring common sense gun control legislation to the House floor. Give us a vote. Let us vote. We came here to do our job. We came here to work.
Now, Ron, you mentioned that we don't get this video or this audio from C-SPAN. Why is that?
Well, there are established protocols between C-SPAN, which is a function of the cable industry, and the House of Representatives, and they have negotiated these over the years. And officially, C-SPAN does not cover anything that is not an official proceeding on the floor of the House, and this has been declared, in essence, a non-session by Speaker Paul Ryan, who said, look, if you guys are going to be out there, we were going to go into session at 1 o'clock today, but if you guys want to take the floor and do this, we'll just declare the House in recess. So formally, the House is not in session, and therefore C-SPAN is not to cover what goes on the carpets of the big room we call the chamber of the House of Representatives in the U.S. Capitol.
I imagine that this is not likely to lead to any actual legislation when it comes to gun control.
It was hard enough in the Senate where they did manage at least to get a debate and some votes. And there may yet be other votes on compromise legislation, perhaps prompted by that effort on the part of some Democratic senators last week. But in the House, where the Republican control is total and the majority has all the levers of power and individuals have none, there is no chance that this or any other spontaneous demonstration by pro-gun control advocates could force the House leadership into any action it didn't want to take.
Meanwhile, while we have you here, Ron, Donald Trump gave a big speech this morning attacking Hillary Clinton. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Hillary Clinton has perfected the politics of personal profit and even theft. She ran the State Department like her own personal hedge fund, doing favors for oppressive regimes and many others, and really many, many others, in exchange for cash. Pure and simple, folks. Pure and simple.
Now, this was described as the greatest hits of Trump and Republican attacks on Hillary Clinton, this long speech that he gave this morning. Anything new from your perspective?
Language. There was some new language. He called her a world-class liar, and he also said she may be the most corrupt person ever to run for president in the United States. So those things, those epithets were new. Most of the accusations and what you just referred to comes from various internet research and some published books over past years, largely debunked by fact checkers. But it's been out there. It's been in the discussion, particularly in some news outlets and among Republicans. And those are going to be things that we hear again and again from the Republicans in the months ahead.
And meanwhile, in the Senate race in Florida, we've been watching Marco Rubio say over and over again that he's not running. Today, he said this. He is running. And here's Chris Wallace. Here he is talking with Fox News' Chris Wallace.
I think no matter who wins this presidential election, the Senate's role of being able to act as a check and balance on bad ideas from the president, I think, are going to matter more in 2017 than they perhaps ever have in our history.
Ron, briefly, what's going on here?
He's not going to be president. Apparently, he's not going to be the vice presidential pick of Donald Trump. That seems to be clear from this decision today. And We would have to ask at this point, you know, can he gain enough in a business career in a couple of years to really be worth his while? If he wants to run in 2020, which we believe he does, the best way to do that is to go back to the Senate and start running in two more years.
And it's not clear whether he will win that re-election, but we will see. Ron Elving from NPR, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.